Yeah, especially after today, getting out to practice again and getting into the game plan for Oakland and stuff like that, it definitely gets you more focused towards Sunday. So like I said the other day, best thing for us to do is learn from our mistakes and move on, and now we finally get the chance to get back out on the field and take that first step of getting back out to play Oakland this week. Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I think everyone knows this offense is built on the run game and that everything kind of plays off of that. And, even though people are going to challenge that, we still have to be able to go out there and set the tone for what we're going to do. And I think we take that as a challenge, especially with teams like Oakland, who are going to put amen in the box. And Kyle has, like I said this before, he's run the system for a long time, so he's dealt with that. And so there's some different scheme that you can use, but for the most part, we just got to get back to our basics and execute. Yeah, I'm just angry, Even my wife said she doesn't even want to be around me. She said sometimes she doesn't want to be around me after we win too, but just because I'm so critical. She's like, "You guys won." I'm like, "I know, but I could have done this better." But especially after a loss, I mean, it just lingers with you until you get a chance to come back out here and do something about it. Yeah, you can sit there and watch a film and learn from it, but until you get a chance to come back out, go through meetings this morning and then get back out in the field and really start setting your sights towards Oakland, I mean, I feel a lot better today after having meetings and going through practice and just really moving forward. Oh, I mean, it happens to the best. I mean, 3 weeks ago, everyone was saying Tom Brady was done with. I mean, he's the greatest quarterback of all time, and he had one bad game, and people are throwing him under the bus. So I think when you see that even the great ones have bad games, you're going to have a few. And yeah, it sucks. You don't want to go out there and not perform well. And obviously, we prepare our butts off all week to go out there and execute and play the best of our ability. But sometimes, you have a situation where you don't play great and the other team plays well, and it's a bad combination. So for me, really, of all the games I've ever played, that was the worst I've ever felt after one. And that's just something that you have to deal with, learning on the job. It's not always going to be perfect, and you're not always going to win the game. And even if you the games you lose, you might have played well. But, for the first time in my career in the NFL, I played a really bad game, and it sucks. And you really, I take a lot on myself, and that's why I probably wasn't very pleasant to be around for the past 2 days. So, that's just the way it goes. Yeah, I think he just talks about, what I said before, getting back to the basics, getting back to, better technique. And then also, when you are going to get challenged, and our formula obviously is to run the ball and then play action and naked and stuff like that. And, really just, don't get away from it just because someone's trying to take it away. And I think that's kind of what he's talking about. And, yeah, it's going to be a challenge, but we're up for that challenge. No, I mean, I think, like I talked to you guys on Monday, there's overreaction when you win, and there's overreaction when you lose. And especially at the quarterback position, I mean, when you win, you're the hero. When you lose, you're the goat. And I think that's just the way it goes. That's the way this league kind of has become, and it comes with the territory. It's something that I knew going into it. That's the way it is, and I mean, there's not much you can do about it. You worry about what you can control, and that's what's going on in this building and the outside noise. You just kind of try to block out, whether it's good or bad. I mean, sometimes you can get caught up when people are patting you on your back, it feels good, and yeah, maybe you want to check and see what they're saying. But if you're going to do that, you better be able to take it when they're saying bad stuff too. Yeah, there was one. I mean, I'd rather throw it than run it. I mean, we all saw what happened when I ran the ball last year. So, there was one. The only one in particular that comes to mind was the one where I kind of threw it a little bit wide to Gabriel on the sideline. I might have been able to run for 5-6 yards, but when you're thinking, if you get the pass, complete the pass, it's 16 yards. So that is part of our, training. It's, 1, 2, 3, and if 3's not there, then run. Just keep running. So, one of these days it might happen. Yeah, I don't look at stats. I mean, obviously this past week was a little bit of a different type of game. Obviously 41 pass attempts. The week before I had 17. So you never know how it's going to go. I mean, I go back to the Baltimore game. I think at one point I was 20 of 21. So, sometimes when you get batted balls or you have to throw the ball away, but I'd rather throw the ball away than take a sack. I don't, it's a team game. I don't care about my stats. I care about us winning. So if I have to throw a ball away to avoid a sack or whatever it might be, I'd gladly do that than take a hit on my completion percentage. I'm good. I mean, just the usual bumps and bruises. I mean, that's the way that this game is. And eventually you're going to have some of those. So, you just go in and make sure you take care of yourself. And it's something that I knew with the possibility of being a starter for a full season, I tried to prepare myself as best as I could, and so far I'm holding up really good. You look at, their depth chart, and you're like, geez, I mean, look at these players. They got Woodley, Tuck, Antonio Smith, Charles Woodson, who's, I mean, you watch him on film, it looks like he's young and playing the way he used to, and Terrell Brown, Carlos Rogers, I mean, they got a lot of big-name guys over there, and you watch the film, and you see him making a lot of plays, so I think, you know, we know going into it that it's going to be another challenge, and especially with their front seven and like the guys I mentioned and their two linebackers in there. So, you know, we know what we're up for. And yeah, their record may be what it is, but as I talked to someone else who plays in this league the other day, records don't matter in this league. It matters about going out and executing on Sunday. So, you know, the media and people like that, they might get caught up in records, but when you sit there and watch the film and you're watching a defense who has players like that, you know, you don't pay attention to the record. You just see what the film tells you and then be ready for that.